the notification for a job. The day I went back in the service, I got notification to come to work. Which is just kind of ironic, you know what I mean? Because I didn't know about it until I came home, because I had already left when I went back in the service. And after I called my wife and told her that, I was back in the service, pretty much. She said, "Well, you got your notification coming to go to work after." I told her at that time, she said, "Savannah River Project service." I don't think DuPont had it at that time.
Yeah, DuPont must have come in sometime in the 60s, huh?
Probably.
Sometime in the 60s.
I kind of lost contact with him after I went back in the service, but my friend, I was saying that he's been working ever since he, after he got out of the service, he went to work there.
That was a pretty good job, something like that.
They seem to be. It's two individuals that work out there. Both of them are working out there, and one of them is over there in South Carolina, and one is over on this side, and they seem to like it. Mm-hmm. At least they're sticking with it.
Yeah.
And it seems to have met pretty much their needs. So I suppose they have a pretty good system out there.
It pays pretty well, huh?
What I would imagine, compared to this area, I would assume then that DuPont probably is in the top five. And I never really inquired or asked anyone, either one of my friends, what's the salary? You know, we never ever discussed stuff like that.
Yeah.
But he always seemed to do those kind of things that I just assumed that the salary must be pretty good.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it.
I would say he wouldn't be able to. I don't associate the stickiness to the job with the kind of things that he does. Mm. He keeps up what I consider just an average family life. He changes cars about every 4 or 5 years, and he does those things. And they take a vacation about once a year. He goes out of town, him and his family, or something like that. They go down Florida, up Niagara Falls, or out in California. These kind of things. You just consider those things and they say, well, they're doing all right. He wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, right.
So,
right.
His wife works when she gets ready. Sometimes she works a little duty. So you see it, bunch of stuff I got there. I sell bunch of stuff. He does that every so often, kind of make a thing.
You said what? Fuller Brothers.
But he's a, as I said, I don't know what, in terms of Memphis. I know I went in the 1954 and he was working there before I went in. So he's got about 24, 25 years, I would imagine. So that speaks how good of a company. Okay.
What about your, with your selling, you must meet a lot of people,
No, I do.
Talk with a lot of people.
I do.
All over the place.
Yeah, everywhere. And especially in the CSRA area, I talk to a lot of people.
You go out in the country much?
All the time.
Yeah?
All the time.
Where are your best sales, out there? Or?
Well, the best sales here in the city. Always here in the city because it's more, you might say there's more people here in the city familiar with the product. But I don't really, when I'm out in the country, in a sense, I'm not really out there trying to sell anything because I'm not into selling there, more or less just to meet my, livelihood. I just go out in the country now because I know a lot of people out in the country. And then I like the environment out in the country.
Yeah.
And that's most of the reason I do.
Yeah. Are you involved in any church activities? You're involved very much in your church?
Well, I'm not as involved as I could be, Michael, because I kind of live a distance from my church. And I'm not as involved in the activity that goes on around the church as I should be.
Yeah.
Because of the distance that we have to travel. That's my excuse, I can say.